by water baptism, part 44. I'm Professor Hannes Lewenhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's plus 27 international code, and that is our WhatsApp number. Or otherwise, just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuing. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in a study, I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of the other studies that we are currently busy with. And it's very important, also the TikTok messages. Share this link with your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a writing pad ready. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahashua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Why water baptism? And now we're just going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Understanding how all these Greek pagan names came into existence, we need to understand what the angels said to Mary / Miriam. What? Well, we know her as Mary. Now my question is, how is it possible that the angel could have spoke to Mary in a Greek language when she was a Hebrew lady? You see, her name was never Mary. Her name in Hebrew was Miriam. But because the Catholics translated the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, between 100 and 127 AY, they used the Greek name Mary, and it's used up until today, Mary. Did you know that the Quran, the Islam, Muslim Bible, it states in the Quran that the Christendom doesn't know the Savior's mother's name, because her name was Miriam, and that the Greek name Mary never exists in the time of Yahashua. That's in the Quran. So the Muslims knows more than 99% of the Christians in the world. See how the Catholic Church just translated names, pagan names, into the Protestant Bibles, and we never knew anything about it. How is it possible the angel could have spoke to Miriam in a Greek language while she was a Hebrew lady? Question mark, big question mark. The angel could have not told her to call the baby Jesus. He couldn't. Because you also know that the letter J only came into existence in the 16th century. I know I'm continuing on the same trend, but this is facts. The angel could never have said she must call him Jesus. You already know that the four Gospels were created by the Roman Catholic Church between 100 and 127 AY. It was during this time that the Roman Catholic cult changed all the original Hebrew names of Yaffa, the Father, to Kyrios and Theos. Yahashua was changed to Isis, I-S-I-S, the Sun God. I just want to say Theos and Kyrios means the Sun God. And the Ruach HaKodesh was changed to the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. And again in the 16th century Creighton letter, now you must listen to it. In the 16th century they created the letter J in order to change the name Jesus to Jesus, as it's known ever since. So what does the name Jesus mean? It means Son God. They could have just left the letter Isis, I-S-I-S. And there's also other spelling for it, I-S-O-U-S, Isos. Understand, there is Catholicity today. We know that Miriam could never have heard the angel saying, "Ye must call him Jesus, Emmanuel." If it's translated, it means God with us. Because these names that I've just mentioned never exist in the ancient Hebrew language. You don't believe me? Go research it on the internet. Go research it on the internet. Do your own research. And if I can create one thing, that's to make you think, to want to study the words. And that's why millions of people is participating in these studies all over the world in different languages. Hallelujah. And on this way, the revelation name of Yahweh and Yahushua the Ruach HaKodesh are reinstated in the lives of people and in certain churches. Today in South Africa, there are churches that won't even mention the name Jesus, God or Lord. They, Yahweh, Jehovah, they function in the revelation names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. There's power in the name. There's a name given above every other name, which is Yahushua, by which we must be saved. I'm so thankful that through grace, Yahweh has ordained that this revelation word came to be revealed unto us. And that is why it is so important that when we immerse people, that they are immersed in the right names. Because by immersing people, we're actually taking, we are engaged unto Yahushua. And we also are putting on our wedding garment. Galatians 3 verse 26-29. Those who were immersed in Yahushua's name have put on Yahushua. There's another translation that says they've clothed themselves with his name. Then he says, the scripture continues, and he says, there's no longer Greek nor Gentile, free man nor slave, man nor woman, but according to the word and the promise of Abram, unto our father Abram, we now, men and women, become part of the inheritance of the promises unto father Abram, that we shall be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. What a revelation word. Uncountable. Who? The bride of Yahushua. And the Bible says, and I'm going to quote the scripture in the 1611 King James Bible. It's not him that says, "Lord, Lord," that will enter the kingdom of Yahweh. Lord, Lord. Lord means Kyrios, Theos, Son God, Nimrod, Razias, Isis, Bacchus in the Hebrew. All the Son God titles. But he will be Yahushua, Emmanuel. If it's translated, go read Matthew 1 verse 13-26. It says, if it's translated, Emmanuel means Yahweh our Elohim with us. Why? Because Yahweh the Father was revealed in Yahushua. I did explain it previously that Yahweh couldn't come down in his full glory. In the fullness, everybody would have died who noticed him or seen him. But he revealed his right hand unto Yahushua the day that he was immersed, Yahushua, by John the Immerser. And the Ruach came down upon him like a dove. He doesn't say this was a dove. It was no white dove. Only the right hand, the Ruach, came down upon him. The breath of Yahweh. And what happened to Yahushua? The Father revealed his right hand. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Go and read it. He revealed his right hand, or right arm, the arm of authority unto him. And when he ascended into heaven, where did he go and sit? On the left hand side of the Father. On the right hand side. The authority of Yahweh the Father. Where he intercedes for us. He intercedes for us. He is our high priest. Not just our high priest, but also our Redeemer and our Savior. And that's why his name is Yahweh Shua. Y-A-H-V-A-H, Shua. S-H-U-A. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. He's not the Messiah. He can't be the Messiah and the Shua at the same time. Because Messiah or HaMessiah means Savior still to be born. That's why your Orthodox Jews is still believing that Yahushua must be born. He must come as their Redeemer, as their Messiah, to become the Shua. But to us who are born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh, he is our Shua, S-H-U-A in Hebrew, which means he is our Savior and Redeemer. He saved us. He cleansed us through his redemption blood. Praise the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So, understanding the eschatology today in this 24th century, know that Miriam could never heard the angel say, you must call his name Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. Because these names are pagan names and they never existed in the ancient Hebrew. Never ever, even in the time of Yahushua when he was born. In Hebrew, what did the angel say to Miriam? Not Mary, Miriam. He said, you shall bear a son and you must call his name Yahushua. It's such a nice name. You know, every time that you mention the name Yahushua, demons flee. The Satan runs. The devil runs. They don't even look back. Because you are manifesting in the revelation name. What does the word say in Hebrew 1? Verse 3 and 4. He says that Yahushua was the blueprint then the Father exalted him and he gave him a name above every other name. He did what? He gave him a name above every other name in heaven and on earth. Now I just want to ask, what is the creator of heaven and earth? What is his name? What would you say is his name? You should know by now. Well, it can't be God or Jehovah or Theos or Kyrios or Yahweh or Lord or... What is his name? It's not Father, Son and Holy... No, what is his name? His name is Yahweh. Yod Aleph Hay Vav Aleph Hay in Hebrew. Now, do you think there's any other better name in heaven or on earth that the Father could have given to His Son except His own name? Just think for a moment. No. There is no other name that He could have given Him to exalt Him to the place where the Father will hand the Son His full authority. You understand? So what name will it be? Yaffa. The Father gave the Son the name Yaffa, His own name. Shua. S-H-U-R. Yaffa, Shua, who is our Redeemer and our Savior. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yaffa's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.